Hello, BSPs, and welcome to our pre-show here for Friday. This is the 11th? Yes. Yeah, today's the 11th of September, 2020. And I'm speaking to you guys, as if you can't tell, from Florida using the old iPhone, which I have yet to find a superior device than this for just a basic pre-show. Although I did bring a microphone with me, Jackie. And I put it in my carry-on bag, and I was half expecting the TSA people to say, "What is this?" Because it's just this thin cylindrical mic, but it needs a barrel cable connector. Have you got one of those?
Barrel cable?
Yeah.
I have XLR connectors. I don't know what a barrel cable is.
The barrel cable is a barrel, and it's got the three female inserts, and then you take the male, and it's a barrel. It's like a big, thick, round barrel.
I have that.
You do?
I do.
Because my microphone is the male to your female. Pardon my language. Now then, it's true. It is. So maybe we'll plug that sucker in pre-shows to come. Also today, you'll note that we have a video cast for you. It is an original recorded here in South Florida. I'm in Fort Lauderdale after a momentous flight here from Los Angeles. I say momentous because A, I was sitting next to a woman who assumed that I would be her baggage handler for the evening. Not only her, but a woman sitting in the row in front of her. I turned out to be the guy that got people's suitcases out of the overhead bin. That's who I was. She was... Jackie's laughing, as well she should, because it was something else, man, because, you know, this woman... So there's socially distancing. What's up, buddy? That's Kirby. That's Jackie's Kirby. You guys have probably seen pictures of Kirby. Kirby, say hello. Can you say hi? He's not going to say hello. He won't say it on demand. He wants me to throw him the ball. It's been 2 months since we've seen each other. 2 months, baby? Or when was I here last?
June.
Jesus. More than 2 months. Good Lord. 3 months? What the hell? I can't stay away from Florida that long. So, Kirby boy is here. We haven't seen each other, so he wanted to get caught up. First things first, he wanted me to chase him with the ball. Well, we took him on a big-ass walk when we got home tonight, and we had been eating at a wonderful place in... where were we, Davie?
Yes.
We were in Davie eating at a place called Mashed, which is an outdoor cafe-type place in a larger shopping mall, but drank one hell of a great margarita called a Rowdy Ronda, named after Ronda Rousey. So anyway, that's all bullshit you don't need to hear. I came home, and I started playing with Kirby. But anyway, as I was on this flight here from California, this woman next to me, there's social distancing. So the three rows, the three seats, in between us was one seat. Guess who put all of their shit into that middle seat? You got it. Me. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't me. You know, it was this woman who was sitting at the window with her desktop out, clicking and clacking away, and her headphones on, and not hearing the flight attendant who was saying to her, "Ma'am, you have to close up the laptop, close up your tray, get your seat back to the right thing because we're landing." And that took her about five trips to do that. Now to my right, across the aisle, was a woman I'd say was in her 80s, who was sneezing and coughing loudly, and had her mask pulled down below her nose, and at one point I think it was down below her mouth. Did I complain? Was I upset? Was I paranoid? Of course not. I simply said to the flight attendant, "Would you mind taking that woman and throwing her out of that emergency exit at the nearest possible convenience?" He said, "Not at all, sir." So I heard the door go, and then I heard this old lady go, and then I heard the door go, so I don't know where she is. I think she's somewhere over New Mexico. Now then, the other thing, are you laughing or are you just over there making...
I'm trying not to be too.
I swear to God. He goes, "Ma'am, could I show you something?" She goes, "What?" "There's a beautiful view here of the New Mexico desert." Yeah. So anyway, I had to, so do I have COVID? Probably.
Great.
Jackie's over here like, "Great." If you heard that very alto-esque female voice just now say, "Great," that was Jackie, she's about the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. And as you guys who have ever heard her on the radio know, she's got a very great set of, as we say, pipes, if you'll pardon the expression there. But Jackie's speaking voice is actually rather low. And if you ever get her angry at you, you'll hear her say something like, hold on. If you ever get her angry at you, you will hear, "Hey, you." No, she doesn't sound like that. I'm kidding. But Jackie can tend to get that voice down into a real domineering female voice. Like, you know, "You're going to come to Florida and like it." Kind of like last on the show yesterday, Bobby Dooley did that. She went, "I told you, I want
right.
napkins."
That's
you know.
Right. Yeah. For extra emphasis.
So that was a goofy, goofy thing. So it was. Other than that, it was a very nice flight out from California. Although we did hit some weather. I don't think I told you this, honey. But the pilot said, "Flight attendants, would you please secure the cabin for landing now? Because the next 20 minutes is going to get hairy." He didn't say that, but he just said, you know, it's going to be kind of whack. So as we came over South Florida, there was some weather. Have you guys? Oh, guess what I found on Facebook?
I don't know. You're back on.
No, I found some photographs that I posted from South Florida, pictures that people sent me in 2017. Does that ring a bell? Was there a massive hurricane here?
Irma.
Or
I had Irma damage myself.
That's it, man, because there was like Miami Beach was flooded, all kinds of shit. So I was looking at that. When I finally got some internet service on the plane, it was Irma all the time, man. And what are you doing there? Jackie's doing something with the dog's food, and it doesn't sound healthy. No, I'm kidding. It's this is what it sounds like. Is that like a little injector needle or something, baby? What the hell is she doing? She's wandering away. She's in hysterics. Whatever was happening with that dog's food, man. Well, Kirby seems to be okay with it. Kirby, I know. You're hungry, honey. Okay. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy, we're going to get you some food. All right, there's Kirby. Good boy, we're going to get you some food. So Kirby's supposed to have dinner. Should I give him his dinner, honey? She wound up laughing and wandering away. All right, honey. Jackie. She's just gone, man. She's upstairs. I think. Okay, Kirby, I'll give it to you. I got to make sure that mom... She puts this CBD oil into the food, which is because this dog's 15. He's got some arthritis. He's got some stuff going on. All right, honey. And so when she was putting the CBD oil into the food, it sounded like this. It sounded kind of weird. All right, hold on, honey. Hey, honey. Hey, Jackie. Should I feed him? Should I give him his food? Okay. Come here, Kirby. All right, I'm going to stir it. Come here, Kirby. Come here. I'll stir it up for him. Good boy. Good boy. All right, here we go, man. Got to stir this food up. So he gets kind of like a stew or something, man, that she, for this 15-year-old boy here. Here we go, Kirby. Come on. There we go. Good boy. There you go, Kirby. Good boy. Go on. Come on. Come on. All right, go on. So Kirby's a whack dog. He needs for you to point to the food and go, "Your Highness." And then he settles in. So that was that. But... it was quite a wonderful ride. Then I got here to Fort Lauderdale. Hotter than hell. You know, you get off the plane. I think I told you guys the story a million times when I get off that damn plane. Hit the jetway, man. I might as well have my head shoved right up the ass of a lizard. A Gila monster living in the Sonoran Desert. Thank you. Yay! Our pre-shows this week from... Fort Lauderdale this week and next week will be primarily me here on the old iPhone giving you the lowdown. We have a show for you today that'll be an encore show from September of last year, hopefully. I can describe it for you if I was to actually pull it up, and I think I will, if you'll pardon the expression, pull. We also, I think I'm still recording, am I not? Yeah. 5-3. We also have for you... here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, a video cast, which we will definitely be taking a look at, a video cast that I'll record for you featuring, right now, General Shaw is out here. So he is out here. Margaret and Frank are not going to make it out until next week. That's the word that I got. And basically, they said they ain't stopping. And I'm quoting Margaret directly. "We're not coming out any sooner than next week, and we ain't stopping for shit." That is her quote directly. Wi-Fi is slow all over the planet, especially on board the aircraft tonight. What can I tell you? All right, listen, kids, that is it for today's pre-show. But in pre-shows to come, we'll expand on many of these themes. And I will forever be in your debt as my BSPs. Love you. Coming up tonight, very, very special, important announcement. Tonight, at the BSPs and More page on Facebook, we will do a Facebook Live. It'll start at 7 o'clock Pacific. That's 7 o'clock Pacific. We'll be commencing at 10 o'clock Eastern, but we just make 7 o'clock Pacific as our start time. And join me at the BSPs and More page. We will share a link to that on all social media, including the BSPs and More page, as well as on my regular Facebook page, on our Phil Hendry fans page, and on our Twitter page, which is Phil Hendry Show. Now, that will be the link that you go to, which is a BSPs and More page. The reason why I say that is because sometimes it's difficult to find these. It's a group page that we have. You can join us on the chat if you're a BSP or just a member of the group on that page, and you can join us tonight at 7 o'clock. That's tonight at 7, the BSPs and More page at Facebook, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Okay, I think I've covered all of it. Head on over to our merch store and see if there's anything there that you like. Get a backstage pass to our website, and then become an official member of the family. Will we have a movie tomorrow? Will we have a Saturday cinema? No, we will not. I apologize for that, but no, we won't. However, coming back from vacation, to Rory's everlasting joy, I'm sure we will commence an entire season of original Saturday cinemas. Okay, so till tomorrow, here from Weston, Florida, in Broward County, in the metropolitan area known as Fort Lauderdale, the metro Fort Lauderdale area, this is Phil Hendry for Biscuit Martin Automotive.